Welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of October, we will be exploring the topic, Embracing His Assurance. October 18, His Covenant. To show mercy toward our fathers, and to remember His holy covenant, the oath which He swore to Abraham our father. Luke 1, verses 72 and 73. The events in redemption history do not happen in a vacuum. They are part of the bigger picture and of the plan of salvation designed before the creation of the world, and we are to connect the dots to interpret the scriptures accurately. Joel B. Green explains, from the standpoint of the Lucan narrative, the key to making sense of the death of Jesus lies in construing it within the matrix of the scriptures. What happened with Jesus can be understood only in light of the scriptures. Yet the scriptures themselves can be understood only in the light of what has happened with Jesus. Joel B. Green, The Gospel of Luke, Erdmans, 1997, pages 843 and 844. Luke takes this very seriously. And not only does he connect the dots between the Old Testament and the death of Jesus, but he does it for all of Jesus' ministry, including his birth. When Zacharias regained his voice after doubting the angel's message regarding the birth of his son, he praised God with a prophetic hymn. This song has been called Benedictus after its first words in Latin. In this song, Zacharias praises God for visiting his people to accomplish their redemption. He reaches all the way back to Abraham and the prophets, connecting the upcoming roles of both John the Baptist and Jesus the Messiah as part of the salvific covenant that God had made from the beginning. This is the only time that the word covenant is used in the four Gospels. Aside from the explanation of Jesus in the Last Supper, that his blood was, in fact, the blood of the covenant. Yet Luke, throughout his gospel, often emphasizes that the life and death of Jesus had been prophesied in the law, the prophets, and the Psalms long before. I find great assurance in understanding that God has a detailed plan for our salvation, and that he has been faithful to his redemptive covenant throughout the centuries. And he is faithful in our own individual lives as well, guiding us and our loved ones providentially in order to fulfill his redemptive purposes in us. He is loyal to his salvific covenant.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!